Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
I would like today to read a small section from one of the spiritual homilies of our Father among the Saints, Macarius the Great, this being in particular the 13th homily collected under the title 50 Spiritual Homilies. Saint Macarius writes the following: "He who wishes to be a friend of God and a brother and son of Christ must do something more than other men, that is, to consecrate heart and mind themselves, and to stretch up his thoughts towards God. In this way God secretly gives life and help to the heart, and entrusts himself to it. When a man gives God his secret things, that is, his mind, his thoughts, not occupying himself elsewhere, nor wandering away, but putting constraint upon himself, then the Lord deems him worthy of mysteries in greater sanctity and purity, and gives him heavenly food and spiritual drink. He who wishes to be a friend of God and a brother and son of Christ." This is how Saint Macarius begins that short section I have just read. And it is a remarkable thing to say, to invoke upon his hearers. Saint Macarius does not say to those listening to this spiritual homily, "You who wish to know more about God." He does not address those who want to have a better understanding of Christ, or a more profound or more robust knowledge of God, or of the faith, or of the Church. He addresses those who wish to be, in his own words, a friend of God, a friend of God, and a brother and a son of Christ. Too often in the Christian life, we fail to pay adequate attention to precisely what it is we are saying. Because these phrases, friend of God, son of the Father, brother of Christ, these are not uncommon phrases, and it would be surprising if any of those listening to this broadcast had not, in one or another context or situation, heard them before. In fact, many of us have heard them countless times, more than we can remember. And yes, though they strike us, perchance, as beautiful, as poignant, have we really reflected on what is being said? You are one who wishes to be a friend of God. This is how Saint Macarius begins. A friend of God, with all that friendship implies, that intimacy of personal relation, the fact that one is not obeisant, not a stranger, but close, heart meeting heart, mind meeting mind, life taken into life. Do you wish to be a friend of God? Think of all the generations, all of the centuries, who strived simply to be a follower, an adherent, one who kept the principles that God had set forth, one that subscribed to the laws, to the decrees that he had issued. For centuries this was deemed enough. For what could be greater, what could be more exalted than to live after the manner of life described by the Creator of life himself? And yet in Christianity we find precisely the answer to that question. What could be more than this? To be the friend of the Creator of the universe. To know him not simply through his decrees. To engage with him not simply through his laws. But to be befriended of the Creator and the Fashioner of humankind. To be drawn not merely into a community of his followers, but to be drawn into his family, to become, in the words of Saint Macarius, a brother and a son of Christ. This is the potential that awaits the Christian person. Something far more grandiose, far more majestic than any other promise made in the history of humanity. And it is more grandiose and more majestic precisely because it is more intimate. It is more personal. And yet because it is personal, that is, it deals with my person, with who I am, not simply what I believe or what thoughts I subscribe to, but who I am as a person relating to God, the Holy Trinity. Because it is personal, this relationship, this communion in God Himself requires something more than merely my thoughts, more than merely my beliefs. It requires something of the whole of my being. And it is of this that St. Macarius is speaking in this short text. He who wishes to be a friend of God, a brother and a son of Christ, must do something more than other men, he says. More is expected of us as Christian people. Very often, whether we intend to or not, we seek the easiest way forward. What are the requirements? What is the minimum that must be done in order to be able to say, I am a Christian, I am a follower of Christ? But St. Macarius says to each of us, if you wish to be more than merely a follower, if you wish to be a brother, a son, a friend of God Himself, something more is required of you than is required of others. And St. Macarius specifies exactly what that is. What is required of us is, in his words, to consecrate heart and mind themselves, to stretch up our very being, all our thoughts, towards God. We are, in other words, to offer everything within us, everything that we are, for this one task of communion with God. All of the other things, the accretions that find their way into our lives, must either be called into the service of this task of drawing our heart and mind into Christ's love, or they must be cast away. There is no room for anything in the Christian life, nothing whatsoever, that does not serve to support this singular purpose of drawing and being drawn closer to the Lord Himself. And why do we do this? Why do we commit to so great a sacrifice? The promises made to the Christian person, answering that very question, are almost beyond our comprehension. It is in this way, St. Macarius says, answering this type of question, it is in this way that God will secretly give life and help to the heart. Brothers and sisters, that in and of itself would be enough. If offering up and consecrating our whole being to God were to earn us nothing more than life and help, this would be more than enough to reward all the struggles of our ascetical life. And yet, St. Macarius finishes that sentence with something that defies any expectation. In this way, he says, God secretly gives life and help to the heart and entrusts Himself to it. God entrusts Himself to the heart that loves Him. Think of what this truly means. God, who has fashioned the universe, He who at a spoken word spoke light out of darkness, created the heavens, the earth, and all that is within them, created the human person, created you, created me, entrusts Himself to His own creation, pours out Himself into the heart of His own creature, in response to nothing more than love, than a heart given up with love for God. When a man gives God his secret things, St. Macarius says, that is his mind, his thoughts. When we do not occupy ourselves elsewhere or wander away from our love of God, but in St. Macarius' words, we put constraints on ourselves. We often think of constraints, limitations, as being binding, enslaving, as if any constraint were automatically something negative. But St. Macarius, echoing the voice of all the fathers, proclaims to us that constraint is a means of freedom. It is when we constrain ourselves from frivolously wandering after this and that, when we limit ourselves so that we are not distracted by whatever comes our way hither and thither, when we constrain ourselves so that our heart, which is so precious, so beloved of the Creator himself, is not given away to that which is undeserving. When we so constrain ourselves, we find the freedom to engage with the love of God. We find the freedom to offer ourselves, not partially, not only a fragment of ourselves, but the whole of ourselves, all of our secret things, as St. Macarius calls them. Through that constraint that we impose on our own selves, we find the freedom to give ourselves to God. And when we do this, St. Macarius reminds us, then, in his words, the Lord deems man worthy of mysteries in greater sanctity and purity, and gives him heavenly food and spiritual drink. When we offer our heart to God, desiring to be his friend and son and brother, when we constrain our life, that our life may be lived fully, and that which we offer be complete and whole, then a mystery beyond our comprehension takes place. God entrusts himself to our hearts. He deems us worthy of mysteries of which neither heaven nor earth can speak. And he does so with sanctity and in greater purity than the heart or the mind could of themselves ever conceive, so that the human person, becoming the friend of God, receiving these mysteries, participating in God's own life, is fed by God himself, receiving heavenly food and spiritual drink. Christianity proclaims into our broken and disfigured world promises that defy our expectation, that sin can be forgiven, that the broken can be restored, that the sick can be healed, that the dead can arise. And yet, in the midst of so many great and wonderful promises, there is perhaps none greater, none more profound than the promise that the human person, for all his frailty, his weakness, his rebellion, his apostasy, this human creature may become the friend of the Creator of all, that he may become brother and son to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that his own heart can contain within it the Creator of all, that this human person can be fed with heavenly food, that this weak creature can receive the mysteries of the eternal God. In all of creation, in the whole economy of redemption, there is perhaps no greater promise than this. So let us, you and I, each of us who struggles to live up to the calling of the Orthodox life, respond to our fathers, the saints who have trod this path before us. Let us hear the words of St. Macarius, who begins with the assumption that we seek that friendship with our Creator that can transform our lives. And let us, so being inspired, follow the direction of our holy fathers, that we too may learn to overcome all that keeps us from this life, from this transfiguring life, that we also may be made worthy of mysteries in greater sanctity and purity, that we may be given heavenly food and spiritual drink from our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.